19th, 1991, time is 8:40. We have a quorum present with Representatives Choquette, Baker, Miller, and Cabina. Today we'll be taking up letters of report on Mr. Jack Anderson, Alaska Public Officers Commission, Millie Keller, Department of Administration. Taking up House Bill 42 relating to health benefits for part-time state employees, House Bill 273 relating to payment of Medicare premium charges, House Bill 308 relating to adoption of emergency regulations, Senate Bill 70 relating to municipal taxation of certain state property, and SJR 6 relating to the desecration of the U.S. flag. First thing on the agenda today, West B 70, by Senator Pierce. I'm going to Shasta this morning.
I get up for this.
Senator Pierce. An act relating taxation by municipalities of certain property of government entities and providing for effective date. SB 70 will allow taxation of real property acquired by state and federal agencies through foreclosure or deed in lieu of foreclosure and retained for investment purposes. Senator Pierce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I very much appreciate you bringing this bill up this morning. The legislation was requested by the Alaska Municipal League. I had it in last session, and it died in the final hours in the House Rules Committee. At the moment, millions of dollars of assessed value are being removed from assessment rolls across the state by certain governmental agencies that have foreclosed on property in which they have a security interest. Some agencies, like ADA, PERS, and TERS, have been exempted from taxation by the statutes that created the agency. Others, like Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, already pay local property taxes. Inequities are created since the exempt properties bear no tax burden but receive the same services they did while in private ownership. Senate Bill 70 will correct the inequities and give municipalities the revenue to which they are entitled for the services they supply, such as road services, utilities, police, and fire protection. The bill extends to federal properties similarly held, but not otherwise exempt from taxation by the provisions of federal law. Currently, several large federal agencies, such as the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, Federal Savings and Loan Insurance Corporation, Housing and Urban Development, and the Veterans Administration, do pay municipalities taxes for property which they have taken title to under foreclosure proceedings. However, the Farmers Home Administration feel they are exempted by our statutes because the statutes are silent. Senate Bill 70 would clarify this question, and the FHA would be required to pay taxes on their foreclosed property if the legislation is passed. There have been some minor changes to the bill since it was introduced as it has passed from committee to committee. Senate Bill 70 is supported by the Municipality of Anchorage and the Alaska Association of Assessing Officers. Letters of support are included in your packet, as are all of the relevant fiscal notes. And I would be happy to answer any questions.
This initially had before us in another bill that we included some provisions similar to questions from the committee. I'm certainly supportive of this.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move the bill.
Are there questions from the committee? You know, you'll...
No questions from the chairman.
You have no questions.
These two fine people.
Now accept the motion, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move the bill on individual recommendations. Ask for unanimous consent.
Is there objections to moving the bill out? If there are no objections, SB 70 is moved to committee with individual recommendations. Thank you, Senator Fuchs.
Thank you.
For your fine presentation this morning that moved this bill so quickly.
Tell them we'll be right up here.
Okay. I did have people signed up to testify. Was anybody here to testify against this bill? Hearing none, that was gone. Senator Hughes.
Okay. The moment.
We're supposed to give people an opportunity to testify. We're going to recess till 9:30. Please be back at 9:30 to do the other one, so we have to go to... Well,
Annie, if you have that file, the information...
House State Affairs Committee, back to order.
I'll talk to you.
Time is 9:50. We do still have a quorum. We have Representative Choquette, Bruckman, Baker, Miller, and Groomberg. Want to do SJR6. First. Next item on the agenda is SJR 6 by Senator Zaroff, a resolution relating to the amendment of the Constitution of the United States of America prohibiting desecration of the flag of the United States. Is there anyone here from the Senator Zaroff's office? The resolution is pretty obvious what it does. It asks the United States Congress to pass a constitutional amendment declaring that the desecration of the U.S. flag is illegal. Obviously, this is an issue we all are aware of. The courts have said that it's unconstitutional to say that it's illegal to burn the flag as a form of protest. I have real mixed feelings on it. I will probably vote no on it actually, but I have told Senator Zaroff that I would allow his bill to move forward and have its day in court. It's an emotional issue. Veterans groups strongly believe that we should do this. On the other hand, some of us feel that restricting our right of free speech is worse than seeing a flag burn. I don't know how people feel about it. Comments from the committee?
Are you going to take any testimony from the ACLU?
Comments from the committee?
Yes.
Representative Grunberg?
Are you going to take testimony from the ACLU?
Is there anybody else on that? Is this it? Representative Bruckman?
Well, I'm not ready to move on the committee. I think we should take testimony from various groups on the subject. It's an important one, and I do tend to feel that this would be an unconstitutional amendment for the freedom of speech.
You can't have an unconstitutional amendment.
Yes, you can.
Representative Shulkett?
Mr. Chairman, this is a resolution.
Yes.
And I would move the resolution for the sake of time. I'd surely like to hear a couple more bills tonight.
There is a motion to move the bill to the committee with individual recommendations. Are there objections?
Yes.
There are objections.
Where does it go from here?
It goes to judiciary.
Well, I think at some point before it goes to the floor, it needs to have some real testimony. It went to military and veterans affairs and had no testimony there. If it doesn't have any testimony here, I sure would like it to have some testimony in judiciary. You pass it with a letter that we'd like to have some testimony on the subject on both sides of the issue. And if you don't care to appeal, let's do it in judiciary.
Fair enough.
Could you set another one?
There's not objection.
No objections. You'll hear testimony in judiciary. No objections.
There is still objections. There is objection from moving the committee. Roll call vote on whether to move the bill from committee. Representative Shulkett?
Yes.
Buckman?
Nay.
Baker?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Grunberg?
Yes.
Kavina?
Yes.
SJR 6 is moved. There will be a letter also included with this to the judiciary chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like the record to reflect that was a no rec out of Veterans Affairs, and it's going to be a no rec out of this committee simply because there was no testimony on the subject. And I'm concerned about anything that destroys our basic freedoms. I'm as patriotic, probably more so than a lot of people. I think that's the essence of patriotism.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like the record to find that Representative Grunberg's speech was pertinent and well spoken, and is shared by myself.
SJR 6 has moved from committee with individual recommendations and a letter to the judiciary.
Three. Yes, I'd like to. Do we have time, or are we supposed to be on the floor in 2 minutes?
Mr. Olson, will you be here still after session today?
Yes.
I do have people that want to testify on a couple of the next bills, and it is time for session. I would like to... We got to hear a few more bills and move, deal with a few more issues this week so that they have a chance of voting. We also have letters of intent on confirmation. Can we get a time today that everybody can come? I'm wide open. I know the Finance Committee is meeting, and there may be issues that people have to deal with, but that's in group.
Judiciary should be over at 3:30. I'd ask that we meet at 3:30.
How about 3:30?
Mr. Chairman, I have an oil and gas at 3 and an international trade at 5.
How long do you take your oil and gas to last? Do you know what's up?
It says right here. I have no idea, Mr. Chairman,
you know
how long it'll last.
I'll give you a half hour to deal with it.
Okay. 3:30?
That'd be 3:30.
Oh, I have a bill in judiciary coming up, too.
That'll be over by 3:30.
Representative Bruckman, were you a no rec or do not pass?
Do not pass.
Here, do not pass. Okay.
So we're at 3:30?
Have they rang the bell?
Yes.
Yes, I heard the bell before we started.
All right. We'll can you make it then, Larry?
I think so. I don't think there's any conflict.
We really need to talk about our recommendations, too, to the whole floor. And it's, you know, I just don't want to throw them out. We need to talk about them.
Can we do that today?
Issue. We also, you need to know, we have to talk about the personnel board. There's very important issues here that Governor Cooper has made appointments. We do not have those appointments. We have one before us and one not. Governor Hickel has withdrawn one of the one before us that we do have. And we have legal opinions that says he can't do that. And if these issues are not brought before the body this week when we have a vote, then they're not confirmed, and therefore they would be removed. They are both sworn in and sitting on the personnel board. There is ethics complaints that are going to go to the personnel board. So obviously this is an issue we've got to address by Wednesday, because I believe Thursday we'll have a joint
sometime.
So if you need any more information on it, we've got to talk about it by Wednesday. So 3:30 today, we're resetting until then. House State Affairs Committee is adjourned. The next meeting of the House State Affairs will be Tuesday at 3:30, at which time we'll hear all the bills that we did not get to today, plus maybe some more.